It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. On this final day of the G8 summit, President Bush was taken ill. Not seriously, apparently. A spokesman said Mr. Bush woke up feeling sick to his stomach. The president went ahead with his planned meeting with France's new president, Nicolas Sarkozy. NPR's Don Gagne is on the Baltic coast at this gathering of the world's leading economic powers, and he joins us now. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning.
First, what more do we know about the president's condition?
Well, we know he's being monitored. There is always a doctor that travels with the president. He is skipping the morning session of the G8 leaders so he can get some rest. Dan Bartlett is one of the president's top advisors. He says they don't know right now if it's a stomach virus or maybe it was something he ate last night. Dan Bartlett was joking a bit when he said the president is acting out of caution. He didn't want to follow in his father's footsteps. People may recall that back in 1992 in Tokyo, the elder Bush, the first President Bush, was at a state dinner, slumped over in his chair, and threw up in the lap of the prime minister. So they've avoided that here.
Presumably nothing of the kind when he met with President Sarkozy.
Exactly.
But were they able to hold any kind of meaningful discussions?
Well, they had a change of venue. They did it right in President Bush's private rooms out at the summit site. We all got first indication something was amiss when they didn't hold the usual joint photo op afterward.
And one surprise coming out of this meeting, yesterday the president met with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He was going to talk about a proposed U.S. missile shield for Europe that Russia has opposed. It was expected to be a tense meeting. Turns out not.
Out of the blue, Putin seems to have dropped his opposition to the missile shield if, and the if is if the U.S. Will consider using an old Soviet-era radar installation based in Azerbaijan as part of the missile shield. Now, President Bush came out after the meeting and he talked to reporters.
He expressed his concerns to me.
Он выразил свои озабоченности мне.
He is concerned that the missile defense system is not an act that a friend would do.
Его озабоченность состоит в том, что противоракетная система.
He made some interesting suggestions.
Analysts are saying that interesting suggestion about Azerbaijan is not likely to actually go anywhere. But again, it is a sign that Putin is now ready to talk.
And what about that deal on climate change? It was not exactly what summit host Chancellor Angela Merkel wanted.
It was not. It's probably more of a victory for the White House because there are no tough mandatory limits like Merkel had been pushing. It's just an agreement to take these kinds of proposals seriously as international talks that the White House has proposed move forward over the next year and a half. But Merkel can say she at least got some language that greenhouse gases need to be dramatically reduced, and she feels she at least has kept the dialogue going.
The president leaves Germany today. His next stop, Poland. Will he be going there despite his illness?
We are told that the rest of his schedule is still on. He'll go to Poland to talk about the missile shield. Part of it would be based there. And then it's to Rome to visit the Pope.
Thank you very much. NPR's Don Gagne at the G8 summit in Germany.